This is another episode of Off the Turf with Scurf podcast on HoustonTexans.com here with first round pick DeAndre Hopkins in the Texans radio studio. How you doing, DeAndre?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks. It's 2 weeks of OTAs now in the books for you since you were drafted number 27 overall out of Clemson. How's everything going for you so far?
Oh, it's going well. You know, the guys are welcoming me with open arms, and you know, I'm just in here trying to get this playbook down so I can come out and be ready by week one.
What's been the hardest adjustment for you so far? Is it trying to get down the plays and not have to be thinking too much when you're out there?
Yeah, that's the main thing right now. You know, it's a lot of plays, way more than what I'm used to in college. You know, so it's a time consuming thing. You got to put in a lot of studying off the field. You know, more than I ever did. You know, but I'm a professional now, so you know I got to do it.
Well, you're here with your Clemson Tigers shirt on. How different is this experience for you going to practice, being in the NFL, being a part of this team, than your college experience, what you've seen so far?
Oh, man, it's totally different. You know, guys got wives and kids, you know, that they go home to after, you know, the football field. And in college, you know, it's like, let's go out. Let's, you know, let's hang out, you know. But we're still a team. You know, it's still a close-knit family. You know, they got the college feel to it, you know, if you ask me.
Well, your locker's right next to number 80, Andre Johnson. How much have you learned from him so far? How much have you been talking to him and trying to pick his brain?
I've learned a lot from him so far. I couldn't point out one thing in particular, you know, because I've learned so much, you know, just in these couple weeks that I've been here. You know, he's like, he treats all the rookies, you know, like little brothers. You know, we ask him any question, and he's there for us, you know, off the field as well. We call him, you know, if we need anything or any kind of advice, you know, he got us.
How exciting is that for you, and was that for you when you got drafted, to know you're going to be playing with a guy like that who's done what he's done in his career?
Oh, man, it's my pleasure to be able to play with a guy like that. You know, somebody that I've looked up to, you know, my whole career playing football, basically since he's been here. You know, when he was at Miami, I used to watch him, you know, so it's an honor just to be beside someone like that and just know that he's grooming you to be like him one day.
Well, you've been practicing with him on the field with the first-team offense. You've been going against some very talented cornerbacks, including Jonathan Joseph, who went to South Carolina. What has it been like for you going against a Pro Bowler like that in practice?
Oh, man, the competition is great. You know, it's everything that a young wide receiver wants, you know, coming into the NFL. You know, just going against a Pro Bowl wide receiver, Pro Bowl cornerback, you know, it's only making me better, you know, because he's went against the best of the best. And, I mean, he's earned that title to be a Pro Bowler. So, you know, if I feel like I catch a ball on them, you know, it's a big accomplishment.
Well, it seems like you've really embraced the city of Houston from the get-go. You're tweeting about the Rockets in the playoffs. You threw out the first pitch at an Astros game. Why has that been important to you so far to kind of get acclimated to the city like that?
Because hopefully this is my home for a long time, you know, so I got to make it feel like my home.
What was it like doing the first pitch of the Astros game?
That was great. You know, all the fans, they embraced me. And I was just out there hanging out with the players and the coaches. You know, some of the players knew who I was and some of the coaches as well, you know. And Bo, the manager there.
Porter, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he took me down in the bat in the little practice room and he kind of helped me right, left, right on my pitch and whatnot. So it was a cool experience.
So the pitch ended up okay?
Yeah, it ended up pretty good. It was a high ball. I think I would have struck out a middle schooler, though.
What's the reception from the fans in the city been like for you so far?
Oh, man, it's been great. Nothing but open arms. You know, everywhere I go, you know, people are asking, are you DeAndre? And I'm kind of surprised that they know who I am, and I haven't played a snap yet, you know. It's exciting, and I could tell that this whole city is excited about this season coming up. You know, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, well, you played at Clemson, obviously. You're from Central, which is right outside of Clemson. This is really the first time you've lived outside of that area your whole life, right?
Yeah, I'm from Clemson. My address says Central, but I'm from Clemson. Just to correct that.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, but
my mistake.
Yeah, it is, man. I used to play AAU basketball. We used to travel on the East Coast, Florida, Virginia, but this is my first time really being far away from home. But all the people in the city and the coaches and the players, you know, they make it feel like home. Mm-hmm. You know, because they're away from, a lot of those guys are away from their families as well. So, you know, we're kind of a tight group.
Why'd you pick the number 10?
It wasn't any significance. I let my little sister pick it, actually. You know, I said, what number do you think I look good in? Or, you know, what number do you think your big brother should get? You know, and she chose 10, so that's what I went with.
There we go. Well, you got the nickname Nuke. Can you explain where that came from for people that haven't heard that before?
Oh, man. It's I don't really know if I feel like like telling that story. yeah, you can Google it, search it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pass on that question.
Told it many times. Obviously, I'll explain for people. It comes from the brand of pacifier that you said was your favorite brand as a kid, right? I'm sure you had to tell that a million times.
Yeah, it was since you've been drafted. It was a family nickname. You know, a lot of people like, oh, you got new like from pacifiers. But like actually, my mom, you know, she named it because she said that my brothers and sisters would suck two pacifiers a weekend. And I wouldn't suck them, but I would bite them. You know, it's kind of a funny inside family story. You know?
Yeah,
each family got little stories, but I mean, I don't know how it blew up to the whole Clemson, you know, stadium calling me Nuke when I catch the ball. But it's kind of funny.
Yeah, did that happen to Clemson right from the get go with your freshman year?
From my freshman year, because we had a little a group at high school, like a little fan section, and they would say it, but it was probably like 200 like little fans at Clemson at my high school,
right?
And I guess they, you know, they went to college with me as well, graduated with me in high school, so they just kind of said in the crowds, and people were like, you know, what are y'all saying? And I was like, that's his nickname. You know, like, so I guess the whole crowd wanted to feel like, you know, they were inside or kind of knew me. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
What do your friends call you? Do they call you DeAndre or do they call you Nuke?
They call me Nuke, man. That's what I grew up, you know, being called.